Shalom Mivrachel, welcome to the weekly Shia in the Heiliger Sefer Zerah Shimshon. It's Shiva Asa Matamiz, Thursday, Pashas Pinchas Tavshim Peivov. The Ma'ar B'Shamesh writes this week, Amru Kedoshe Elyon, great Tzadikim said that the Shabbosois of Yemei Bein Amtorim are on a higher level than the Shabbosois the rest of the year. And the explanation is, since the Yemei Bein Amtorim are days of Katnus, are days of Midas Hadin, therefore when Shabbos comes and Shabbos turns around the Din Interachmim, so to the extent of how much Din existed in the weekday, to that extent we get Rachmim on Shabbos. And since Yemei Bein Amtorim are Yemei Din, the Shabbosos are way higher and way greater. And a person can be zoicha in the Shabbosos of Yemei Bein Amtorim of the 3 weeks, the things that he can't be zoicha the rest of the year. And then he continues. The first parasha that we read, Bederech Klal, in Yemei Bein Amtorim, is Parashas Pinchas. This is not a coincidence, of course. And the understanding is, in Parashas Pinchas, we have the parasha of the Korbonos. Many, many Korbanos are written in Parashas Pinchas, perhaps more than any other parasha in the whole Torah. Chazal tell us, when the Eibusha told Avraham Avinu, Kach Lecha Egel Meshulash, in Parashas Lech Lecha, Avraham Avinu was afraid, how are Klal Yisrael going to be able to exist throughout the Torahs? And the Eibusha said, there's a concept called Korbanos. Korbanos are the secret of our survival. That Avraham Avinu asked Hashem Yisbarach. That's only good when we have a Beis HaMikdash. When we don't have a Beis HaMikdash, how are we going to survive? And the Eibishter said there's a concept called Unshalma Parim Safaseinu. We will bring these Karbonos with our lips. Meaning, when we learn about the Karbonos and we read the Parashas HaKarbonos, it's Ke'ilu, it's as if we are actually bringing those Karbonos. And Klal Yisrael will be purified and elevated from the fact that they read Parashat HaKarbonos. Right, so Ma'ar Shamesh, we do this every day. We say Parashas Oila, and we say the Yerotzayin, but that's not the ultimate. It's not in a Sefer Torah. It's not with the Trop, with the Negina, and it's not saying the Karbonos the best way possible. Comes Parashas Pinchas, the first week of Yemei Bein Amtorim. We are Mekayim Mitzvahs Kriya Satoira, and we hear the Balkoira read the Parashas HaKarbonos from a Heiliger Sefer Torah with Aliyahs, and this brings us the Zechus of Ki'ilu Hikriv. It's as if we brought those Karbonos, and we are Zoicha to the Shefer and the Brocha that Karbonos bring to us. In light of this, V'siyata D'shmaya, let's learn a piece in the Heiliger Sefer Zerah Shimshon Ois Dalet, which will give us an inspiration what we can be zeicher to this Shabbos when we hear Kriyas HaTorah of Parshas Pinchas. Amongst the many Karbonos mentioned in Parshas Pinchas are the Karbonos of Rosh Hashanah. Says the Heilige Zerah Shimshon B'Medrash al Pasuk Yom Teruah Yilachem, Kapitel Chavtes, it says, on the day of Rosh Hashanah, Va'asisem Seir Izim, you should make a carbon. Amar of Techlifa, I have a diuk. B'chol misafim, every time, in any other time that's mentioned, the mitzvah to bring a carbon musav, the pasuk says that with the word ve'kravtem. Ve'kan kasev va'asisem ishe. Here it says va'asisem, not ve'kravtem. What's the understanding that over here by the yontav of Rosh Hashanah, it says va'asisem? Hakeitzad, Amar Kadosh Baruch Hu Yisrael, Bonai, Ani Mala Aleichem, in the zechus of you keeping Rosh Hashanah, Ani Mala Aleichem Ki'ilu Nasisem Lefanai, it's as if you were created new, Ki'ilu Hayoim Barasi Eschem Bria Chadasha, as if you were born today. And that's the Maila, and that's the Skula of the Yontav Rosh Hashanah, that we can be zeichet to be born again. Pray the Heilige Zeres Shimshon. allow me to understand. Yesh l'dagdik. Ma zeh te'eles. Shemayim nasu. They were created today. What I gain from that? If I have a kapara, I have a kapara. Every musaf comes l'chaper. So if every musaf comes l'chaper, so that's enough. Why? What I have added by the fact that I'm a sisem. What's the gain? Says the Zayin Shem Shem, Yesh l'ma. She'inin hukach. This is the gain. She'tshuva be'emes hi mechaperes. A person, chas v'shalom, does navera, does tshuva. Tshuva is machape. Absolutely. Aval adayen, we're not finished yet. Sarech lemarig hano'as hacheit. The pleasure that the person derived from doing the avera is still in his system. It's there. And that has to be cleansed out. V'zeh na'as alapamim alidei yisurim. Yisurim, chas v'shalom, come to a person and they erase and they eradicate that hana, that satisfaction. Sometimes the Eibishter, with infinite mercy, just washes it away. That hana that's in the body as a result of the chait. We daven Yom Kippur, we say, erase, rub out our averas. Not through Yisurim, which means we have two options. We do tshuva to get a kapara. But after that, there is the hana of the chait that's embedded within the person, and that has to be cleansed, that has to be taken away. So either done through Yisurim or Rachmecha Rabim. Uma'ato says in Zeresh Shimshin something very scary. Im tzadik echad yechta, a tzadik sins, bevada yasa tshuva, take it from Yad. Tshuva is done instantly. As the Gemara says, if you see a Talmud Chacham do Aver b'night, don't think the next morning that he hasn't done tshuva. For sure he does tshuva. But nevertheless, he's not finished. Hadina inoisin shtiyat tshuvasa v'kibaris l'gamri. We would think that the tshuva shin is kamar l'gamri, v'lo yitzarech klal yisurim. You shouldn't need yisurim. L'hepach, if you have choyte echot hirbelep shaya, you have a rasha that does averas in an extreme way, that is Shabbat Tshuva. Shazai is a Tshuva, like a Chabla de Gamri. We would say, ah, this Tshuva can't be accepted. You have to go through the cleansing. No, it's not the way it works. It's not the way we think. Yes, there's a concept of a person that's a Rasha his entire life. He can be Koin Alamim B'Sha'achas, and everything is cleansed. V'yesh Tzadikim, Shenedoyni B'Yisurim Rabim. It's above us. So the Zeresh Shem should understand why the Tzaddik gets the Yisurim to cleanse the Hana of the Avera and the Rasha doesn't. These are things that are Be'kavshon HaRachmana. But there are certain skulas to get rid of the Yisurim. V'chein aminam b'yishalmi b'kurim Chacham, Chasn, Nasi G'dilasa mechaberes. A Chasn gets married or a person gets a position, then the fact that he got that position is mechaper. Frank the Zeresh Shimshon, I don't get it. The kasha, dimayir below tshuva. If he didn't do tshuva, this chasn, then nothing happens. Pshut shagdula eile koyach lechaper. If he did tshuva, so why do you have to have the gedula, the position, the chasna, to give him a kapara? Says the Heilige Zeresh Shimshon, and about a tzarech loyma, shah tshuva mechaperes. Of course, tshuva is mechaper. But we'll talk about something else. Avat einoi maseres achet legamri. There's still the hana. There still needs mirror cleansing. Eloyim tzarech yisurim. Umisha zoicha la'alit l'gdula. Achasn. Molchel l'kala v'noisav. Like the Eilig is Zeresh Shimshon means that he gets rid of the yisurim too. Nitzel ben yisurim min eskapet agamri. Ehen amiruk shanasa idei rachmin gedoilim. Mardik. In brackets, we will say not everybody agrees to this. That achasn b'yom chiposoi has to do tshuva in order to get a kapara. The arm of koiros that prove from the source that we know that a chassan gets a kapara on the day of the chuppah, which is from Machlas, Esav, that you see that they were big Roshoyim and they got a kapara on the day of the chasna. And that's the Mekoy. Rashi brings it, I think, on the Torah, that Esav married Machlas and he got a Mechilas Havoinus. There was no tshuva going on over there. And that's a proof that without tshuva, a chassan can get a kapara, but the Zeresh Shimshon is not going with that. the Zereshim should go with a shitta that needs tshuva, and the chasn molchelele kavanoisa will mean that he's cleansed from the yisurim. Zog the Zereshim, if this is the case, we can understand the medrash. B'chalam isafim, every time we bring a carbon musaf, a chatos, and we do tshuva, k'sivei kravtem. He kravtem means she'achoyte miskarei atzvei kedusha. The sinner gets close to the Eibishter and they are carbon, and that will erase the Avera. A carbon moilo la kaparosai, or la kriva la kedusha. He can get close to Hashem. Aval Abdayan is not finished. Tzarech lemarik hanoas achet. There's still left the Avera that gave him pleasure, that became part of his body, has to be taken away. Ula sakit malkom ashapogam. And maybe he still needs Yisurin, chas v'shalom. Here comes the skula of the carbon of Rosh Hashanah. Can k'siv asisem ki'ilu hayoy asisem atzvachem lafanai. It's like you were recreated. What does that help? That helps that now this new body that you get doesn't have that hana that your previous body had from that avera, because now Hashem recreates you. The ha'ine k'megesh in eskaya k'katan shanoy l'domi b'ayim shaveres hakoidmos loytis karena oid. The previous Averas are non-existent. The previous Averas are not relevant. They have gone and vanished because the person now is created new. That's Pshat in this Medrash. So it comes out this Shabbos Kodesh. When we read these Karbonos and we have a klal called Oisek Kila Hikriv. So we're going to be Oisek in the parasha of Karbonos of Musav of Rosh Hashanah. And we learned a piece of Zerah Shimshon to that end. It'll be Ki'ilu Hikriv. It's like we brought those karbonos, and this will be Mechaper, not only the Avera, but it'll take away all the reason for there should be Yisurim in the world, and we'll only know of Chesed Hashem, and we'll only know about Midas Hatova, and we'll be Zoicha to Rachmanos from the Eivish, the Levasha, Bidva, Yeshua, Varachmem, Yibona, Beis Amigdosh, Bimeher, Bimenu, Zachusa, Agadol, Yagan, Aleinu, Agud Shabbos.